Hello and welcome to the Friday, September 13th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. In Diaries today, we do have one by Daniel, and Daniel is posting about three IP addresses that a user observed and reported to us for some malicious behavior. Now, the interesting part here is, first of all, that they're sort of randomized host names being used to point to these IP addresses. It is always what looks sort of like a serial number, then dot and a domain name that is within the belgium.be top level domain. So all of these host names are within .be. There are a couple different domain names that are being used. The one that Daniel here used as an example is bisgo.be. And then actually we do have a couple of responses here from readers. One posted the GET request that they observed. Looks to me like some kind of a keep alive, not really a data exfiltration, not really enough of that in this packet, but at the very least sort of checking in with a command control server kind of is what this looks like to me. Now, all of these domains seem to be hosted by two name servers, ns1.speedpacket.com and ns2.speedpacket.com. Not sure if they're run by the criminal here or whether they just happen to be used, either compromised or whoever owns those domains just signed up with whatever service is being sold from these name servers. If you do see outbound traffic to any of these three IP addresses, I would definitely consider this malicious or at least suspicious. These IP addresses, at least the first one, the 37.58.73.42, has been observed in the past in the context of other malware. And Apple today released a new security patch that brings OS X Mountain Lion up to version 10.8.5. Now, the security content of this particular update also addresses issues in older versions of OS X, for example, Lion. If you run a server on OS X, you definitely should apply this update. There is a number of open source packages that's being patched with sort of long outstanding vulnerabilities like Apache Bind, for example, just to mention two. IPsec is also being patched to fix a vulnerability that would allow an attacker to actually intercept data in VPN connections. For all client users, there are a number of fixes that affect, for example, the core graphics system and similar subcomponents that could then be used to, for example, send an exploit via Safari. And well, Safari is also updated with security patches. So after patching OS X Office earlier this week, now it's time to patch the operating system itself. I just went through it myself here in a couple of my systems and haven't had any issues with it. I haven't talked about data breaches in a while, and we didn't really have anything too outrageously large, but that changed today with Vodafone Germany announcing that it lost the data for 2 million customers. Included were names, addresses, bank account numbers, and dates of birth. Bank account numbers, of course, in particular in Europe, are often used by service providers like phone companies to automatically settle monthly bills. Credit card numbers were actually not affected in this particular breach. No word yet on how it exactly happened, but apparently an internal server was involved, which is also one of those common lessons that a server still has to be patched, still has to be secured, even if it's not directly exposed to the internet. And then we got an interesting project I haven't talked about yet. I think it was released rather recently. It's called honeydocs.com. Honeydocs takes the approach of honeypots or honey tokens to office documents. Essentially, the way it works is you create a document that has embedded links that point to honeydocs.com. Now, you sign up with them for an account, so you get custom links. Real advantage here is that you don't have to run your own server to do that. And then they provide you with a pretty slick user interface that will tell you how many people clicked on those links. One of the recent experiences here is that a user uploaded one of those documents to Dropbox. And sure enough, after the document was uploaded to Dropbox to a private, not a shared folder, all of a sudden the HoneyDocs URL was accessed. The implication here is that someone read the document. Now, if you aren't really thinking that Dropbox is really that evil, what could have happened is similar to what recently happened with Skype, that these documents are being scanned for malicious URLs, and one of these scanning tools did actually access the URL that was listed within the document. We'll yet have to hear from Dropbox what their side of the story is on this. Well, and that's it for today. I'll be actually flying out to Vegas tomorrow. If you'll be attending NS 2013, the SANS conference that will start in Vegas tomorrow, I believe. My class, the IPv6 class, does start on Saturday. Say hi, and as usual, I'll have a couple of stickers with me. I'll also give a presentation next week about IPv6 security. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.